Hi there, Mike. Mike, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Serge wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, and answer any questions you have. And then he also wants me to apply the reduced rate that we are applying for certain qualified businesses here. Happy Wednesday, though, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good, yeah. But it's early.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got your file. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm sure that you use Google yourself, right? You're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map that pops up when someone does a keyword search.
Yeah. Which site are you looking at? Because I got a couple of them.
The one that was attached here was the flooringcontractorgrantpass.com. That sounds like a third party created that one for you, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's not my one that I normally use.
Oh, okay. Well, we would want to promote the website that you typically use, the one that you want your business, your customers to find, the business website. But our job is to create the off-page optimization, not to make any changes to the website, but to backlink it to the content, the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google and Bing index when someone does a keyword search, basically create the content that the search engines search for. The businesses that pop up in the local map on the first page ahead of their competitors have the most relevant and reliable information related to that search. So Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, we will create all of that content and more, almost 70 different directories, all of them talking about your services and your service area, and then, of course, linking back to that .com website that we'll promote, and, of course, to the verified listings on Google and on Bing. Now, as far as your service area, it looks like you're willing to travel even up to 60 miles for the right job, right?
Yeah.
And of course, you've got a couple of helpers or a crew doing the work for you, along with you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And with a 60-mile radius, in fact, anything really beyond a 30-mile radius, we really would need to do some form of paid advertising. Local search engine optimization is for businesses that are fairly close to the person doing that search. When you start to go 40 miles away, 50 miles away, the person on that other end doing that search would be much more likely to find one of your competitors that's much closer to them than you are. That being said, we can easily cover 60 miles, 70, 80 miles, as long as we include paid ads. Every penny that you would pay, the $100 extra, would go directly towards paying for those ads and running those ads. But it's still a flat rate. With the ads included, you're a well-established business qualifying for our legacy rate. It brings your rate down from what would have been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of $299. That's with the paid ads included. If you're not starving for work and typically don't want to go that far if you don't have to, a local campaign, like I said, really only good for 25, 30 miles. You remove the paid ads, it brings it down to $199. But it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Of course, for the services that you provide, if you can handle more business, you know, covering your entire service area, that extra $100, I mean, you'll easily offset that cost and justify it with the work that you'll be getting. But you know the needs of your business better than I do. You know how much work you really want to take on above and beyond what you've already got. You know how far you do want to go, and of course what your budget allows for additional advertising. Which of those campaigns do you think might be a better fit for your business at this point? You know, 25, 30 miles, $199, 60 miles is $299.
Yeah, probably just the local.
Yeah, I mean, it's designed to get your phone ringing from people needing your services close to you. And if you're not starving for work, you know, it's a good way to go. I mean, obviously, you've been around for a long time. A lot of people know the name of your business, but this would be for people who don't know about you, don't know who to call. Nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just pretty much Google it, you know. We jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer. Everything else works the same way, though. The guy that we call, the guy that we hire, I mean, he's available and has a fair price. So you'll get those phone calls and actually speak with people who will have seen your website. Now, if it's not the one that Serge attached here, what is the website that you would want your customers to see?
That's a good question. I have to look it up. I'm not sure.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, and, you know, the content that we create, we always will update it, change it, you know, as the seasons change, if your focus shifts and things like that. You're doing mostly interior work, right? I mean, obviously hardwood floors and flooring. So, you know, we would be able to change or update any content for you. If it's a website that gets swapped out or if your phone number changes, we always will do that. The one thing about that $199, it is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate. So no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges or lead fees. You don't pay a percentage of your profits, and, you know, big jobs are small. No matter how many jobs you get, it's just that flat rate. And you're doing strictly residential work. You're not looking for any commercial work at all.
Right.
Perfect. Yeah. And it is designed to get your phone ringing. Everything has the click-to-call feature. So residential clients will, of course, pick up the phone and call you directly. You will get a very detailed and reporting and tracking system. So you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
Yeah, how do you guarantee I'm on the first page?
So we are Google partners. We've been around since 2004. We've been part of the Google Partnership Program from the very beginning, which is over 6 years now, when Google wanted to provide professional management of these types of services, especially paid Google ads for small and medium-sized businesses. We were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with, already a track record of a dozen years. Even if we're not doing paid ads right here, at this point, I don't think we need to. Of course, paid Google ads are even more expensive than Facebook ads. We still, of course, maintain our working relationship with Google, so our clients benefit from that, even if it's changes to their local map algorithm. And sometimes they want us to create more directories or different directories or stop creating certain directories. We're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve, so we know the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Bing basically indexes right off of Google. So we'll always create the content and keep it updated that Google wants to see. And, of course, meaning every directory that Google looks for will have you having more content than most, if not all, of your competitors. That ensures your first page placement. It's not how long you've been in business, unfortunately for you, but how much content you've got relevant to that search online.
Right, and where's the content coming from?
Well, we'll, of course, talk to you. I mean, we'll verify information off of your website, whichever one it is that you want us to really look at. But we'll also talk to you in detail about, you know, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, of course, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, however you want us to promote your business. And then, of course, the important thing is talking about the services that you provide on the verified content that gets indexed when someone does a search. That's what's going to have you pop up. We'll do the keyword research for what people are generally typing in when they do those types of searches. You'll get provided with that list. You can always say, hey, add this one or get rid of that one. You're not going to be limited either by keyword or search phrase. I mean, as long as it's a service or a keyword related to a service that you provide, you'll be able to pop up for those searches. So, I mean, your success is our success, to be honest with you. The legacy rate, when we're cutting the cost for you in half, I mean, we still have to create the content to get you on that first page. You do have a website, so we don't have to create one. That helps us out too, though. But I know that the $199 is below our operating costs. We'll spend more in time, resources, and the direct cost to create the content in some cases than that $199 in that first month. So we're not locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We've got skin in the game too in that case. We have to earn your business to keep you a satisfied client and make it make sense for us. Although there are no long-term contracts, we've been doing it long enough to know that our clients stick with the service because it works. I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. So, like I said, we'd have to keep
your phone
ringing.
So what's the name of the
company? We're Local Splash, localsplash.com. Local Splash is the name of the company. Localsplash.com is the website. localsplash.com/SEO-packages is the pricing page off of the website. I'm actually sending you that right now. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So assuming we're on a smartphone, you'll get that right to your smartphone. You can put me on speakerphone and open that up. I'd be happy to walk you through it and answer any questions. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up?
Yeah, I think so. Also, I'm sitting in front of my computer as well.
Oh, yeah, good. So you can put it in there. Localsplash.com is the website. You'd have to type in manually /SEO, search engine optimization, so SEO-packages. There's not a link to the pricing page off the website itself. We only provide that to potential clients. We don't really want our competition to see what our pricing is or what our secret sauce is as far as what we do. But you can navigate the website from the pricing page. But yeah, if you're on the website typing it in first, you'd have to, you know, manually type it in unless you can copy and paste and look for it on your phone, which I sent it out to you. You know, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your tracking, your client dashboard. That tracking and reporting system does not only show how much work you're getting, but it also shows the work that we're doing to put you on the first page. And like I said, almost 70 directories. Every one of them will have their own icon and clickable link through your client dashboard, so you can see that we have created that content, that it's accurate for your business, that it links back to a website. And, of course, most of those directories allow someone to write a review. You'll have reviews scattered then all across the internet. Yelp, Facebook, super pages, and directories that most people have never heard of. But all of those reviews do repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So in one place, you can monitor your reviews. You can request more reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to those reviews for you. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We were actually in the process of updating our 17 to 18. We just celebrated our 18th year anniversary officially. And then 4.9 out of 5 client satisfaction rating. You know, obviously it's a month-to-month service, so we have to earn your business and, you know, keep you a satisfied client. But if you scroll down past that, it says Google Ads Partner. You can click on the box where it says Google Partner, that G, that goes directly to Google.com. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And again, that ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. They make changes almost all the time. I mean, mostly it's just little changes. Sometimes it's bigger changes, but big or small, we're in that conversation to make sure that we keep the content that Google wants to see, keep you on that first page. Again, we're talking here about the pro package. Like I said, if you wanted to, you know, reach out 50, 60 miles, we'd have to be including some of the paid ads that are part of the other packages. But there's a lot of bells and whistles off of the other packages that I can include at no additional cost. What really drives up the cost is what we pay to run those ads. So, you know, the dashboard tracking, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, those things, I can include that in the pro package. But because you are basically a legacy company over 25 years in business, it's 50% off of the cost of any packages. Like I said, it would be $299 for the platinum package. That's with the ads. But for the pro package, you're looking at $199. That's a flat rate. The $299 setup fee, I'm going to take $200 off of that. You know, you've already got a website. You're an established company. I know you'll do quite well with this service. We are looking long term. Earn your business. Like I said, although there are no long-term contracts, I want to take $200 off of your setup fee, make it as affordable for you as I can. Just a one-time setup fee of $99. And of course, that would only attach to the first month. Every month after that, it is the fixed flat rate of exactly $199. That rate will never go up, not at any time for any reason, not even by a penny.
Okay, so what makes you different than the other ones that I have?
Well, I don't know what other ones you have, but I've been in this industry for a long time, and I can definitely say that the hardest part about my job is all of these so-called SEO companies coming out of the woodworks in recent years. Most of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or, you know, a startup that's been around for a year or less. We've definitely got the experience with our training directly and our updates coming directly from Google. You know, no one can put you on the first page faster or keep you there longer than a Google partner. A lot of companies will lock you into a 3-month or 6-month or 1-year contract because it kind of takes them that long to get you on that first page. We do work directly with Google's back-end team to verify information that's already out there and fix it. If it's not correct, you know, we can get your PIN verified faster than anybody and even bypass the mailing system in many cases, do video or phone verification. So like I said, and we also offer our services month to month. A lot of companies don't. So we really have to earn your business. A lot of companies are going to hitch up front with that big setup fee just to cover their costs. Like I said, with us, we're so confident that you'll be successful using the service. I'm happy to take as much of that setup fee off as I can. It puts us below our operating costs, but we know we'll break even as you continue to use the service. Your success, though, is our success, and we've got to prove it to you 1 month at a time.
Okay, well, I'm going to probably have to cancel one of the other ones, and I'm not taking on any more debt.
No, nobody's asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars, but I don't think you'd be taking this phone call if you were 100% happy with what you've already got in place. You know, like I said, we'll do it right. Everything we do is by strict Google guidelines. Another way that makes us different, and this is important, a lot of companies will just verify your Google listing. They might do a couple of different directories. Google resellers are actually, as the name might imply, able to sell and resell their services to competing businesses. Strict Google guidelines for us as a Google partner prohibit us from putting our clients in direct competition with each other, meaning for the primary services that you provide in your main service area, we cannot work with a business that provides the same or similar services. It's best for you because, of course, it means that you get more phone calls and you're more likely to keep the service. And, of course, that makes it best for us, too, especially when we don't break even for a couple of months down the road. So it's more exclusive. We're focused on getting you the results. And, of course, we wouldn't want to be competing against ourselves to begin with. But that's another thing that separates us from most companies. You know, I did see that you were using like Angie's List. That's something that I think is a one-year contract, and I believe you'd have to pay like a 35% early termination fee. I don't know if you're just renewing that contract or if you're towards the end of it. You did mention some other things that you might be able to cancel. But yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, we're happy to get this going for you, and like I said, I'd be happy to make it as affordable for you as I can and reduce that setup fee by 2/3, reduce the subscription cost by 50%. What else are you doing, though, besides the Angie's, if I can ask?
I have AdIQ.
Oh, boy. That explains it.
I have web.com.
Okay.
I have... what's the other one? Square or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that kind of explains it. When I did a search for your company, and keep in mind, this is not how your customers are going to search for you. They're just going to type in, you know, hardwood flooring contractor near me or whatever they might, you know, type in. But I'm looking specifically for your business, your area, your address, your phone number. I want to see what is already out there online for your company. And when I did that search, you were missing a lot of what's important to Google. Now, granted, it's not the stuff that most consumers have heard of. And unfortunately for you, it's not even stuff that a lot of so-called SEO companies are aware of. I mean, here I'm talking about Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rated All, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, these are directories that are not well known to the public, but they're equally important to Google and Bing as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. But when I did that search, you know, there was an 89% listings inaccuracy. Now, some of that inaccuracy is because of varying addresses. In some cases, it's just Grants Pass. In some cases, there's an address of Terrace Drive. I see a Dewey Drive address. So there is some inconsistency. There's even a Lunnon Road address, which you know, might even be the most current. So there are some inconsistencies with the address listed, and that's understandable. You've been around for a long time, but that's holding you back right now. Unfortunately, the search engine is an artificial intelligence, and as advanced as it is, it does not think like a person thinks, where if we see the same phone number and basically the same business name, we think, oh, that's the same company, but the search engine is going to see inconsistent addresses, and in one case, at least, I see a different phone number, 226-3147. So one of the things that we would do is called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that all of the information out there online is accurate and consistent. So we would correct and consolidate and get rid of any inaccurate information, what's supposed to be there. But also I see that you're missing content. You know, it's not just the inconsistencies with what is out there. It's also what's not out there, the missing directories that are going to really push you over the top, get you on that first page, which, let's be honest, I mean, just because of the way consumers look when they're searching, pretty much everybody makes their decision off the first page. So you kind of have to be on that first page. Otherwise, you know, all of your efforts are for naught. There's a lot of content that we would create, and then, of course, a lot of content that's out there already that needs to be fixed. We'll take care of all of that for you to get you on the first page. But, yeah, I'm not surprised when you said AdIQ that you were missing some of these important directories.
Yeah, so I think my major one is Townsquare.
Oh, Townsquare. Okay, that's the other one you're trying to think of. Yeah, and unfortunately, Townsquare is expensive. I think they're like $300 a month, the last I heard. And even at that, if it was everything necessary to get you on the first page and got your phone ringing, it's still a fair price. I mean, like I said, I mean, our price without a reduction is $399, but we do try to make it as affordable as we can for whatever reason we can think of. You know, if you're 10 years in, we take 10% off. If you're, you know, 20 years in, we take 30% off, but 50% off coming from 25 years or more, that's kind of where it caps out. I mean, obviously at that point we have to keep you on board for several months. But yeah, you're already well past that where you're looking at the legacy rate. So that's 50% off the cost of the service. So I believe it's a lot more affordable than what you've already got in place. And I wouldn't have to dig deeper into your pockets to do this for you. You know, just reallocate the funds and, you know, kind of stop the bleeding with some of these other things that are not really working for you. But we would make sure that anything that's out there is accurate, even if it's created by a different provider. We'll access that. Like I said, our working relationship with Google allows us to use Google's backend team to grab that stuff and fix it. And like I said, you'll get the reporting and tracking system, so you'll see the work that we're doing as well as the work that you're getting from being on the first page.
Okay. All right. So I guess. Yeah, that all sounds good. I tried to get on Google, a month or so ago and get all that address and stuff all straightened out, and I actually got, froze my account.
But yeah.
I'm frozen now.
It's so hard for a business to do it. Google doesn't make it easy. But yeah, I do hear from business owners who try to do those things, especially when it involves varying addresses and multiple addresses. Google has a hair trigger on suspending accounts and things like that. But like I said, we'll fix it and fix it quick. Is it the Lunnon, L-O-N-N-O-N Road, 1461? Is that the most current and accurate address?
No, the Dewey Drive is the most current.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. So then there is some and that's the 975 Northeast Dewey Drive.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So there's definitely some work that needs to be done here. And of course, that's 97526. The phone number, though, that we're speaking on, this is the one that appears most accurate, most consistent, right? And this is the one that you want your customers to call?
Well, it depends on which one you're calling from, because one of them is going through the ad service.
Yeah, I gotcha. No, so the number that we've dialed is 541-479-7919.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's the business number, the number you want your customers to call. And is it also the best number, Mike, for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, I will always get that voicemail. I also have a mobile phone that I don't like to give that number out because I'm usually working and
That's
not want to be bothered.
Yeah, no. As long as we can speak with you or hear back from you in a timely fashion, then that's all that really matters. And then I was looking for an email address for you, and the email address is really for us to contact you regarding your account. You know, we use phone, text, email. I do see that the website that I'm looking at has a contact form and not a physical email address. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's my name, Mike Immel.
Uh-huh.
M-I-K-E-I-M-I-M-E-L, the numerical one,
mm-hmm.
at Gmail.
At gmail.com, perfect. And then
When
we contact you, it's usually going to be, you know, for emails, we really reserve it to longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we're just going to give you a quick phone call or send a text message to you. Mr. Immel, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email.
Email preferred? Okay, gotcha. And, of course, your customers are typically just going to give you a call directly. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we've got the right website, that we've got all the information that we need to promote for your business. Now, are you like Monday through Friday, closed on the weekends, or did you want to be found?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it 8 to 5, Monday to Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. So that follow-up call is designed to get not only the hours of operation that you want to be found for, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and it's required of us as we're Google Premier Partners, is to read a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, Mike. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is, first of all, a month-to-month service, so you can stop at any time, that we are reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, that it is a fixed flat rate. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But, Mr. Immel, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Mike, is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. And give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mike, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Immel and Sons Hardwood Floors.
Perfect. And that's how I have that. And just to verify, the and is the word A-N-D spelled out, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and?
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Immel, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mike Immel, owner.
Okay. And then, Mike, as the owner of Immel & Sons Hardwood Floors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mike, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Immel, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people needing your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, text messages, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any new online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We're aware of Townsquare, AdIQ. And again, the reason that we ask is the content that we'll create for you. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. We do that NAPW audit as well to make sure that the information is accurate. We'll do that in the beginning, and we'll do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, we're not saying you cannot hire anybody else, but you definitely will not need to. But we want to make sure that any information that we don't create that is out there for your business, we want to make sure that it's accurate. So for that reason, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, cutting the rate in half, taking two-thirds of the setup fee away, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 21st of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month moving forward at the reduced rate of $199. That $199 is an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you, and that rate will never go up on you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Once again, we offer these services completely month-to-month, no contract at all. It is at will, meaning you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service too. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can do so, Mike, by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Immel, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mike, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Immel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Oh, it's both.
It's both. And is it Mike or Michael on that card? Any middle initial?
Michael Leroy.
Okay. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yep.
Okay. And Leroy? L-E-R-O-Y?
Yep.
Okay. And then you did say that was a Visa. You did say that was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. They all do. Mr. Immel, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
You got Michael Leroy Immel, right?
Yes, I-M-E-L is the last name.
Okay. 4167-8090-0268. Mm-hmm. 8567.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
4 of 25.
Did you say 5 or 4 of 25?
12/25.
Oh, 12 of 25. So December of 2025. And then, Mr. Immel, the last three digits on the back?
944.
I've got 944, 944 on the back. I've got 12 or December of 2025 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was that 4167-8090-0268-8567.
That's correct.
Okay. And the name on that card was Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle name Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, last name Immel, I-M-E-L, and then the business name too.
Okay.
Is the billing address of that particular card, is it the Dewey Drive?
Yes.
Okay. So that's 975 Northeast Dewey Drive. Of course, that's Grants Pass, and the zip code for that one is 97526. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you the that information now.
Give me what information?
The client, the confirmation email gets you your client support phone number, the hours of operation. We are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. You can reach a live client support agent by text message or email 24/7. And, of course, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. But like I said, you'll get that information by email in about a minute. If you have a pen handy, I can also give it to you now. You can write it down or if you want to put it in your phone.
I'm not sure I'm understanding. What do you want me to write down?
You don't have to. I mean, we're going to send it out to you, but our client support phone number. You know, if you have any questions or concerns, if you want to reach us regarding your account, if you want to say, hey, did you receive the photos I sent or whatever it was, we do have a client support phone number. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. Of course, there's an email address as well that you can use to contact our support team. But you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. So that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, depending on who your phone carrier is. Since our emails are sent out in bulk every minute or so, you might receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either the email or the text message, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It is a little bit late for that client interview to be done today, but as far as tomorrow's calendar, it looks pretty wide open. We can accommodate anywhere, it looks like, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. There's at least one spot available for every of those hours except for noon itself. Did you want something in the morning? Again, this is the client interview where our technician kind of goes over all the information that we need to accurately brand your business. Did you want something in the morning or afternoon, somewhere in the middle
morning.
There? Morning?
Yeah, morning.
Is 7 o'clock too early for you? You want 8, 9?
Pacific time?
It is Pacific time, yeah.
7 o'clock's good.
7's good? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 7 until 8. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes half of that time. So sometime between 7 and 7:30 is when we will call you, and then it'll take about a half an hour after that. Now, I'm not sure whose calendar it's going to end up on. It's really who's available. And if I am available when they're ready for that call, meaning if I'm not on another phone call, I'll be part of that call just to kind of introduce you. But if I'm not, they're going to call you directly and take good care of you. They've got everything here, the notes. Just in case I'm not on that call, and of course for the future as well, I just wanted to set up a security question and answer here for you. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us, Mike, saying that they are associated with your company would need to know at least the answer if we gave them the question. And anyone calling you, saying that they're with Google or saying that they're with Local Splash, needs to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They also need to know both the security question and the answer unprompted. If they don't, then just politely say, no, thank you, have a nice day, and you can always call us if you have any questions. But the options for your security question are either the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which of those, Mr. Immo, would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. And what is the answer?
Oakland, California.
Oakland. Okay, I have to type it in twice. Oakland. Okay, so you're all set there. And then that client interview is going to be scheduled, like I said, for 7 o'clock tomorrow. You're all set except for, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got the email, yeah.
Okay. So if you open up the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You might get another one. The welcome email, like I said, also gets sent out pretty much simultaneously. But the one we're looking for is the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. So it's the invoice email. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked, and it will go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Again, this is what we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So it's talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Okay. It says thank you. It says click here to accept the subscription terms.
Correct. Yeah. Then if you click on the blue click here, it goes to that next page, which is the terms and conditions. We're going to optimize your listing on Google, of course. That's pretty much everyone's main focus. We will also optimize your business to show up on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 that are going to use Bing, but that's still a lot of people. We still want you to get those calls and opportunities. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories. We're not going to do a landing page here for you unless you really want us to, but you already have a website that we can promote. I don't want to walk you through everything here, and I do appreciate your patience. But if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there is a long line that goes all the way across it. And above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So first name, middle name, last name, case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so just a space before and after the middle name. If you copy and paste, be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears there, please do click the confirm signature box below it. That does actually a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as reducing the subscription cost. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate. We already know that there's a lot that needs to be fixed, so it's going to give us a head start even before your client interview. If we can start that this afternoon to start cleaning up that information. But once you've got everything in there, it should take you to a username and password screen. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. You can stop right there. That is actually coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you will very soon be using to access your tracking system. So our automated system thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system now and also that your tracking system is already active, neither of which are true. We have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But once that tracking system is activated, you will get by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access that tracking system. I can give you right now, and of course you can change that password if you like. Some people never do, and either way it's fine. I can give you now, though, the username that has already been created, and it cannot be changed. Fortunately for you, though, it's easy to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on. Just the numbers, but the area code included. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username is 541-479-7919. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, that's the email address for the support team, but it's also the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can email anything and everything there, including photos, but please do reference either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing in this case. That will allow us to easily access that information and then forward it out to the right department. Now, at 6, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the follow-up call from our technician is scheduled in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm also right now sending you a calendar invite. That calendar invite's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local/CIENG, that stands for client interview, to be conducted in English, and then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. It's going to your email inbox, but other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available when our client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be part of it. I might be in a meeting. We often have meetings early on, or maybe on another phone call, and if I am, they'll contact you directly. But other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. You've been around for a long time, and unfortunately that means that there's a lot of old addresses and things out there, but we're happy to get that cleaned up, get your phone ringing a little bit more, and of course looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Now, you do prefer Mike, right? Not Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike. Perfect. Yeah, everything is officially going out to Michael Leroy, but Emil, of course, but because that's how it's billed. But I've got it in the notes here that you prefer Mike, and that's how we'll address you when we call you tomorrow. Like I said, hopefully I'll be available for that phone call too. But real pleasure speaking with you, especially late in the day. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this call. I hope that I've been as respectful of your time as you certainly have been of mine. And like I said, hopefully I'll be around and available to speak with you early tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Emil, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.